Hey guys, it's Kristen. Welcome to the You Are Luminous podcast. It's been a minute. Happy 2025. Even though I know for most of us, this year is starting off already very, very full on and intense. And I can only imagine, to be honest, that we have more of that in store for us, since we are in the midst of, I guess you could call, the Great Awakening, and complete and utter rebirth on the planet, the United States, especially, or North America. But you are also witnessing this everywhere, because just like our systems and parts, nothing is separate. Everything is interconnected into everything else, every organ, every cell, every tree, every human, every planet. It's all a part of something more. So what essentially happens to one aspect of life happens to every aspect of life and affects every aspect of life. So I hope that you are all able to find some peace and rest and centeredness amidst this all, and that that's something that you really tend to and cultivate within your own internal world, is when everything is in chaos around you, whether it's just something in your home, within a friendship, a relationship, your health, something in your community and the planet, that you are able to have the tools or the awareness or the space, you're able to cultivate that for yourself to help yourself find regulation and a little bit of peace amidst all of the noise. I am launching right now a brand new nervous system course. Unlike any of the courses I've ever done before, this course is going to be live. I'm going to hold space for around 20 to 30 women and cap it off at that, because a lot of my nervous system work, as you know, I do very one-on-one and in mentorships, because the nervous system to me is so sacred and it needs to be seen so bio-individually. Both of those things. And the nervous system is relational and it heals in relationship, in being seen and heard and understood. And so I felt very guided into a more community but intimate form of healing. And in this live version, so you're going to have content that goes up every week, and there are 16 modules ranging from so many different things that you can find on my website, youareluminous.com. But I really wanted us to be able to support each other and come together. And every other week of the course, roughly, I will be having live calls where we can connect, and I will walk through grounding and breathwork and meditation, just so we can kind of drop an anchor in together, and then be sharing regulating tools and go over some of the content with you all. And then most importantly, you all have the space to come to me and ask questions about your nervous system, work with clients. I know a lot of people that I bring in are doing holistic health or detoxifying with clients, or functional medicine, or therapists, psychotherapists, trauma specialists, psychologists that are looking for greater and deeper understanding. Also energy healers, coaches, all of the things. Those tend to always be my clients, and so much more, of course. But a lot of people love to not only apply this work to themselves, but to then their clients. And it's a beautiful, beautiful ripple effect. It's okay too if you don't subscribe to any of those things and you just want to know this work for you to be a better parent, a better partner, a better person for yourself. All of the ways are beautiful and they're all welcome. So it will cap off at 20 to 30 women. The first week that it's open, there will be a discount, and you can pay in up to 4 payments, because I want this to be able to support you if you really need it, regardless of financial I should say like states you're in, even though obviously I still need to honor myself and how I'm showing up. I wish I could do this work for free, but unfortunately I also have to survive and have bills to pay and to keep a roof over my head and food in my body. So that energetic exchange is still there because that's the biggest part of life. But I am trying to make this as affordable as possible and give you different ways to pay and support yourself. So we'll be talking about the basics of the nervous system, polyvagal theory, the different states of the nervous system, dysregulation, regulation, how to regulate for different states is probably the number one thing why I see people being stuck in dysregulation is because you're not actually seeing your parts. You're doing a very generalized, like regulating practices, like meditation or breath work or somatic work, but you're not actually doing it for the part that is present in your body. And so if your part still doesn't feel seen, you're likely getting more exhausted, more frustrated, more dysregulated. What's happening in your body is getting louder and louder. So this is why I'm creating this space right now. I'm only holding space for women. I just feel called to that. I would say 95% of my clients are women. It's just who I feel like I'm here to serve because I am one. So we're going to also talk about hormones and our cycles and what happens to or how the nervous system's impacted, how to work with that. We're going to talk about detoxification because as I'm going to mention in a second, this is probably one of the number one themes of this year. We're going to talk about the inner child, emotions, your energy body, because that is your nervous system. So, and we're going to talk about the masculine and feminine, attachment styles, their nervous system in connection, and literally so much more. So it will look different than any other courses. Some of the material might be the same and similar, but we're expanding upon it tenfold. And like I said, there's so many different more components. Also, everybody in it will be able to connect with each other this time, ask each other questions, support each other. I'll be dropping in there to answer questions and to support you guys too. So I wanted a core space that was intimate, so you got community, but also it's self-paced, so you can do the work on your own. And I'm just here for support, and so is everyone else. So you have 2 years inside of that space. I do that because I never know how long I'm going to keep these platforms. Otherwise, I'd give you lifetime access, but everything is available for download. So if you want to join, please do so as soon as possible. I cannot extend outside of that number because I want to keep it safe and intimate. I want you all to be able to like connect and make friends and sisterhood and like be there for one another throughout this. So I will cap it off and you will get a massive discount this opening week too. And you can, again, split the payments up. So if you have any questions, please reach out to me. Okay, on to what I really want to talk about, and that's the energetics of 2025. So we are in a 9-year, and a 9-year is essentially a year of completion before we enter an entirely new cycle. And so years of completion have a lot of themes around purging, purification, detoxification, endings, completions of cycles. It's kind of a year where you're going to feel a heaviness and a density and almost a lot of death in terms of the cycle of death and rebirth. You are going to feel closures this year. You are going to feel things and themes and cycles come up for completion. And sometimes this is the stuff that feels a bit heavier because as humans, we have not been taught essentially throughout our lineage, throughout society as a whole, to learn how to be with these parts of us that feel bigger, that feel wider, more expanded, going more into the depths. We're only really taught and supported in the joy and the happiness and not the grief and the loss and endings and completion, even though they are the breeding grounds for the new life. We're really not taught how to honor them as such. And that's a lot of what nervous system work is in and of itself, is that all parts of creation are welcome here and they are safe. If you've worked with me before, or if you haven't, my number one philosophy or the thing that you will hear me promote over and over and over and over and over again is that all of you is welcome. Every thought form, every emotion, every feeling, every behavior, it's happening for a reason. It has a very, very deep purpose. It's just you've not been taught often how to understand it. And often growing up, the people that were around you were not able to hold space for you in such a big or hold space in so much of your divinity and your expanse and your sensitivity and your intuition and your divinity. And all of the clients that come to me are also similar than me, and that we're all the ones that are kind of here that are the sensitive souls. We're awake to so much more. We are here to do the shadow work, and we can hold a lot of space. Like, we are stretched out, and that can feel really scary for other people when they were not taught that their bigness, their capacity, their expandedness, their wholeness was safe. Often these were the things we are made to feel like we're too much. Something's wrong with us. You know, you're too sensitive. You're crazy. You know, you're all these things when you could see and feel and tune into things the people around you couldn't. So a lot of my work is around, we don't want to change these parts of you. We want to learn how to accept them and make them safe. So mentorships are also open too. If you desire this one-on-one work and to understand your unique nervous system, there's free calls on my website if you want to learn more and how I can specifically help support you in your journey and your nervous system work and your transformation in these endings, in health-related things, because the nervous system controls every organ, every system, your ability to heal or not heal. It turns on all the autoimmune stuff, chronic disease, and all of that. It's all of that happens when energy just has been blocked. And we're going to see, I think, a lot of the physicality come up this year, like blocks and pains and stuckness. And I don't want to say disease, but this is the way that like these parts reveal themselves to us. And again, we're not taught that when disease arises, it's actually the point of healing. Like, it's coming up because it's ready to come back into balance. It's not like, here, this is something wrong. It's like, here's the healing. This is like, we need the medicine for this thing to come back into balance. So it's not a bypassing of it, and it's not a glamorizing, and it's not a spinning it positive. It's actually the truth. Like, when you have a cold and you start to feel a fever and chills and body aches and all those things, that's actually the healing part of it all. And so we've just been mistaught. We've been taught that this one end of the spectrum is like so wrong and bad and scary and uncomfortable, and like, how dare we get close to it? We're gonna see that a lot this year. It's also the year of the snake, and the year of the snake, or snake symbolism in general, right, is again purging. We're letting go, we're shedding skins, but it also tends to be associated with the sacral chakra, which is our relational patterns, our, you know, what we were taught from parents, are wounding parts of the self that aren't safe, like where our relational patterns really started to get created. And it's kind of that more shadowy self, right? So we're going to be really pulled this year into, how do we accept these parts of us? Like, how do we learn how to love them? Because that's the wholeness that moves us into essentially like a zero energy, or into oneness. And zero meaning like the full circle of life. Like, all of it is welcome, right? The nine comes before that. And so it's like a really beautiful, like I said, just like birthing ground of the new. But we have to step into the closure and completion of what isn't working, both within our lives and within the collective. And those both mirror each other, right? As the collective amplifies something, it gets shown in us and mirrored in us if we have that part in us too. And vice versa, right? If we have something in us, that's what we're going to see in the collective. And so it's a really positive time, but it might look like a lot of release and letting go and destruction. So one thing I'm talking about in my course, I've been working through this with almost every single client the past couple of months. And it is like no surprise because, of course, this is what we're stepping into this year. And the energy starts to usher in always a couple months beforehand, especially for some of us who are just tapped in, you know, to that feeling, not good or bad or better than or less than anybody else. But some of us just feel that stuff ahead of time and move through it and process it ahead of time. But what's so, so powerful is that your nervous system and your ability to detoxify and essentially move, right? So what is detoxification? It's that, it's the absence of blockedness. It's that something is able to flow and move and get out of the body, like to, literally to purify. What happens when you are dysregulated, your energy gets stuck. In fear, we like lock up, and in dysregulation, we close in to protect. It's intentional. We also can run and move, but it's also not coming from a place of safety. And so we have to have safety in order for life to be able to flow and move. Only in our safe state can we be adaptable and can we flow and can we allow for change? Can we allow for growth? Because otherwise, from a fear point or perspective, we are holding on, we are clenching. And in those places, nothing can move. And our detox organs is the way that came out. So I need to say detoxification. Our detox organs hold some of those bigger emotions, like the liver, for example. The liver holds on to the emotions of anger and frustration, the gallbladder, resentment, you know, like the root chakra, the colon where we cleanse, holds on to fear and constriction. You know, the kidneys are big emotional centers, and our skin is our protection. So all of these detox organs are so deeply associated with literally our areas of safety or lack of safety, and how safe are we to feel and express ourselves and move life through us. There's also a massive reworking around the masculine right now. I've been talking about this for a couple years, but the masculine is really being re-looked at, reworked, re-strengthened in the really healthy ways of the masculine, because without the masculine, there is no feminine, you know, like the masculine in its strength and groundedness and in the warrior and in the positive, healthy, intentional action allows for the softness of the feminine, and not just the softness, the full spectrum of the feminine. So the feminine to move and feel in her fullness. And so we have to get the divine masculine back to get the divine feminine back. And so everything right now is kind of being upgraded. And as one part upgrades, then the other one can. So as the masculine starts to upgrade, it's going to like poke any part of the feminine that's not in equilibrium with that. And so then the feminine's going to start to purge. And then as the feminine upgrades and up levels, then it's going to poke the masculine, and that's going to have to up level to meet it. So that's what I've been watching happen over the last couple of years, but a very big concentration within the masculine. It's something I also hear so often and also see is a lot of women feeling in a sense like, in some ways, that masculine on the planet is like a bit behind. And I don't think in ways that's untrue, but it's also not supportive when we look at it in that sense, because we want to be more more focused on how do we strengthen our own masculine so we're able to shift our relationship to it in general. And we're able to then call on and seek and find and support and encourage that in not just men, but in others, because all genders carry the masculine and feminine. So this is an inside job, and then we see it in the world around us. My whole life, I had really, really scary examples of the masculine around me. And I don't want to get into details because it can be triggering and traumatic. But a lot of examples of the masculine that were not safe. It was not safe. And so my feeling for a lot of my life was like, even though, of course, I so strongly desired connection, you know, within the masculine and partnership, my views of it weren't healthy because that's what I was taught. And so when I started to rework my own masculine, take accountability for the ways that I was still not in my healthy masculine, of course, that's a lifelong journey. But when I wasn't anchored into that within myself, of course, I couldn't see it outside of me or I would blame it. And now that that's evolved, the masculine to me is one of the most beautiful gifts like there ever has been given to women and to mankind. It's just a lot of this planet shows examples of the very unhealthy masculine, right? Like government, authority, leadership. We're seeing a lot of unhealthy masculine. And so it scared a lot of people from, well, not just scared them, but like they don't know what that is that they're even trying to achieve within themselves. Like they know they want certain embodiments, but it feels maybe really out of reach to touch. Or if we don't have the examples or experiential evidence of what that looks and feels like, how do we cultivate it? You know, so that's also a lot of the work we do together, because to me, all organic creation, the masculine and feminine. If you look at the nervous system, the two main self-protective states, one is feminine and one is masculine. And if you have wounding, that's where your nervous system is going to show up to protect you. And that's also the medicine that that part of you needs to regulate. And I've never really heard anybody else talking about it in this perspective, and it breaks it down so simply, and clients have been so blown away by this understanding and the way that I've been able to like put this all together and add another layer to the nervous system, which helps a lot of us digest it in such an easier way and sense. So that's a lot of what I talk about, is just how do we rework and find that balance and let both of these parts exist simultaneously. Because that's another thing really coming up with clients in life right now is our multidimensional nature, that we can hold two truths and two opposites and two massive extremes at the same time. We can be both grounded and feel fear, you know, we can be both scared and brave and hopeful, you know, we can be grateful and hurting, you know, like we can hold all of these things at once. I can feel the pain of what's going on in the world and still hold the new world that's birthing at the same exact time. So really like learning how to be with both opposing ends of the spectrum is what allows for wholeness to return. It's when we deny one aspect or the other, which is why I think we're seeing so much of what we're seeing, the imbalance within these structures on this planet, is because everything's trying to control nature, and nature was not here to be controlled. Pesticides, metals, what they're spraying in the air, spraying on our food, what they're doing to our water, all of our systems, our food, we're trying to control everything because we think it's supposed to look a certain way other than what Creator has made it to be, because we are selfish or greedy, and not us individually, right? But other humans as a whole. And when we can really take a step back and we're actually able to honor all of nature and all of our own nature, you see that it all has its place and we're no longer afraid, and then we no longer need to control, because control stems directly from fear. And again, that's what causes the blocks. When we're trying to control, we are stifling life. We're stifling flow. Flow can no longer move. Life can no longer move. So then there's accumulation of toxins, of buildup, of stressors, of stimulants, of amplification of just the old. That's what trauma is. Trauma is not a stressor. Trauma is not like the event that happens. Trauma is the energy that's left behind when we don't have a safe way to move through the stressor. So trauma is nothing more than energy that's been stuck and blocked, because most of us were never taught how to be with these parts of ourselves. We were never taught we were safe to be whole. We were never taught we were safe in our fullness and our capacity to so deeply feel all aspects of life. Again, our multidimensional nature. So all of of the nervous system work I do is very multidimensional. It's not just the physical and somatic. It's your energetic and spiritual self. It's your mind. It's your body. It's your emotions. It's all tied together into one. And again, every single system affects every single other system. And so we have to understand the nervous system like that. It is the root of absolutely anything and everything. There's no part of you that exists that your nervous system is not controlling. Even your ability to tap into faith and hope and love comes from a safe nervous system. Otherwise, why would you need hope to fight a bear? You don't need it. So if you're dysregulated, those parts aren't going to be able to show up. Your nervous system controls that. Your nervous system directly controls the state of your thoughts. The nervous system directly lets you have certain amount of energy in your body, whether you're mobilized, immobilized, or safely have energy to be excited and passionate and move and play. It literally controls the emotions that you're going to feel, the belief systems that are going to show up. Literally everything, how your organs are functioning, your ability to connect or not, because it is your most relational system. So I could not recommend understanding your nervous system more if you want to change any area of your life. Everything starts there. What's so important too is that if our body has accumulated toxins, which our planet has more than ever before, our elements, again, nature is trying to be controlled and often by things that are not of service. Heavy metals, chemicals, toxins, things that our nervous system is very sensitive to. And so if the body is loaded up with that too, it can't function properly. If you don't know my story, I got insane heavy metal toxicity 5-6 years ago, around closer to 6, maybe even 7. And the neurotoxicity was like nothing I've ever experienced before. I mean, I was quite literally on my deathbed, bedridden, could not function, couldn't see. I got shocked all over my body all the time. I was in so much pain. I literally would I would ask to leave my body every single night. I couldn't stop crying. My blood sugar kept dropping. I couldn't even walk. I couldn't even hold up a pencil. I couldn't drive a car. I couldn't see straight. My eyes burned. I lost my memory. I had pain up and down my arms and legs. Doctors laughed at me. They walked out of the room. Nobody listened to me. And I realized how much these toxins, heavy metals, mold, parasites, all of this stuff interferes with the nervous system's ability to function. My heart would race nonstop. I would shake uncontrollably. And so a lot of what we feel and experience is just the things that are disrupting the nervous system that haven't been able to move out of the body. So there's a very delicate balance between this detoxification and like trying to support the nervous system to heal. But also we got to remove the things that are getting in the nervous system's way of healing at the same time. This is why I love bio-individual work, because we're able to really hone this in. But as we go through the course, like I said, you'll be able to ask very personal questions. And what I love about group work too is if one person asks a question, it feels like somebody else always needs that answer. Maybe they didn't even think about that, and now they're able to understand something they maybe wouldn't have even thought of on their own. I watch this happen all the time, and it's like so miraculous. So we're going to be diving into all of this stuff, but I very, very much suggest you guys intentionally try to detox this year. You will be so supported in doing so. Again, I know detoxification is a very not fun path in moments. Being someone who's done a lot of heavy metal cleanses, parasite cleanses, mold detoxes, all of the things, Herxheimer reactions are real. So please do this under like supervision or follow a protocol of somebody who knows what they're talking about. Work with somebody because if you are not binding your toxins and they're recirculating into your bloodstream, crossing the blood-brain barrier, it can damage things even worse, which I didn't know when I was doing all this, because again, nobody would help me and I was learning on my own. And how deeply I'd wished like I could have been heard or understood and had that support, but that was also what I was meant to learn. So I really encourage that this year, whenever that feels good, as gentle as you need to do it, you know, even if that's with like you know, food or herbs or in other forms, you know, forms of chelation. Again, I'll be talking about this in my course as well. And I do this work with clients, and also we do bioenergetic testing too. I'm actually looking in as well to bringing somebody on who specifically reads bioenergetic testing. And if you know you're my client, you know I talk about this all the time. And probably have like recommended it to almost every single one of you, because it gives us so many more answers and like greater understanding. But I'm really looking to bring someone on who can specifically support that side too. So not only are we supporting the nervous system, but the physical and what's blocking the nervous system from being able to calm down and rest. And just what is that interference? Because the body was made so perfectly. Like, our body knows what to do, when to do it. It was designed as the greatest healing mechanism. But it's just now there are so many toxins and interference and dysregulation in the way that's all getting disrupted. So it can't do what it was meant to do until we're able to move out of survival and release that inflammation and those blocks, you know, both energetically, physically, emotionally, and all of that. So we work on all those different layers to help support you throughout it all. So it's going to be a big year for that. We're really just, I mean, it's such a gift to be called into this place. I know it's going to be a bit scary for some. A lot of people are going to have like dark nights of the soul this year, another layer. These things are not to hurt. They're not to harm. When those moments happen to me, I know how scary that those can be. I first went through this about 13 years ago. So before really a lot of people were awake and aware. And so it felt very scary, especially because I felt like I had nobody to turn to. Nobody really understood energy and chakras and being able to see into energy and stuff. And now it's so beautiful that so many people are holding this space. So hopefully you have others around you that can like speak your language. And if not, I'm here too, because this is my jam. I love this stuff. It is like my bread and butter. I can't get enough of it. And I love to hold space for the full spectrum of you to exist. But I understand those dark nights of the soul. So basically just you're being called to get closer to yourself, to me, is what a dark night of the soul is. New aspects of you are trying to descend and drop into your body. And we can talk about that more specifically if you feel like you are on that path. But that's normally when the nervous system feels the most dysregulated, because you are now reconnecting with a part that you were often taught that wasn't safe, or you're taught to be afraid of. And now you're re-meeting it. And that's when all of the self-protection comes up. So it's almost like you're actually protecting you from yourself. And we have to go ahead and get in there and make the self feel safe again and help you with tools as to how to see yourself. So there's going to be a lot of that this year. We're really going to start to drop into the new. And again, in order to have the new, we have to have a sort of death first. We have to have a closure, a completion. The old has to come to the surface to be seen, and for us to realize how, why and how it doesn't serve us anymore, and why and how the new thing does, so we can start to choose that. So it's going to be that year of creating new neural pathways, which sometimes is a bit tiring. So again, with all this coming up, this movement, like there is already so much energetic movement. It feels like everything is bouncing off the walls. There's a fire and fire, right? Everything moves faster. We need to also have that balance of slowing down, because there's so much of the masculine being reworked, so much fire up, so much cellular movement, energetic movement. We're gonna have to allow space for that flow and that softness, right? To enter back in. So rest is gonna be really important this year too. Resting your physical body as much as you are holding space for the movement and the flow. Again, we want to stay in balance. We want to honor both. And that's how we do that. You know, that's how we really stay in our center. To kind of bring that opposing energetic in, to bring everything into neutrality. And then honor the seasons where one is meant to be really strong and a lot bigger than the other, especially in terms of like movement or doing or just being and resting. You know, is the masculine meant to be up really big right now, or the feminine? Or can we move more into the centeredness and the peace and wholeness of both? So Yeah, it's going to be a powerful year. I also know too, like, our souls chose to come here during this all. I deeply believe that. But our souls don't, I think, fully understand the humanness aspect and what a nervous system does. You know, I say this a lot with clients and laugh that, like, we have two completely opposing parts, right? That's duality, that's polarity. But the soul and the heart and when we're in safety and the conscious mind is all designed to move forward. It's here to literally flow, to step into our dreams, our divine blueprint, to stay open to life and connection. While the nervous system essentially is designed for the complete opposite. It's here to keep the human alive, to survive. It's here for a bit more separation and division because often when we are scared, we push, you know, a lot of times it's something else that is making us feel unsafe or mirroring the lack of safety back to us. And so it's a bit more separative and it also holds on to the past, uses the past to try and keep us safe and the present. It's what it's designed for. And so it can feel a lot like, right, like we do have kind of this, like these parts pushing and pulling against each other inside. And again, the more we're able to honor this polarity, the more we can come back into our center. But I also have so much empathy and compassion for how heavy our humanness can feel sometimes, especially in, you know, I would say really the past 5 years we've had on the planet. Some of us, like I said, way more if we've been on this journey for a while. But when these really big things happen, you know, these global things and yeah, it's a lot. And so make sure, you know, a lot of us are here to be in service. I would say most of the people that are in my space are people that are the healers. They are the ones here helping others. They've gone through this journey themselves and they're space holders, you know, and just make sure you guys are filling your own cup, you know, make sure you're allowing that feminine in when we are in a lot of masculine reworking, you know, don't get so caught up with that aspect inside of things that you don't also bring in that self-love and that self-care. And like I said, restoring your cup, recharging your battery. Like your car can't run right without gas. Your phone can't function without you plugging in the battery, you know? We need to do the same to like ourselves and just remember that, you know, this is not the year to like, to me, do a lot of fasting. It's like the year to make sure we're nourished and sustained with all the life that's moving through us. Some people fasting works, especially with detoxification, but also in years like this, sometimes we need that warmth and nourishment to keep the fuel going, keep the fuel in the tank, just because so much is being asked of us energetically this year and spiritually on a soul level, on a human level. You're going to feel a lot of, like I said, endings, completions, and then that void space and trying to figure out what comes next. So the last thing I want to say is honor that in the void, it makes sense not to know what's next. It makes sense not to know who we are becoming, because you've never been that person before, that version of you before. And so how could you know how to be something you've never been? How could you know how to do something you've never done before? How could you know what this self looks like if you've never been this self before? So allow yourself to be in the discovery. Have grace for that portal, because I know the void can be really scary, because the void is nothingness. It is like the like I just see it as blackness. You know, it's empty space. It's, we are like entering the womb of life, like the most feminine aspect of creation, before the masculine comes in, right, and helps us anchor that into physical form. And so often that's the scariest place for people, because it's the place of complete and utter power. And what I mean by that is it's the place of freedom. In freedom, that's often when the most fear steps in, because we truly can become anything. We can be anything, do anything, have anything, right? Like when the old is stripped down, there's no ties, there's no entanglements, there's no attachments, there's no cords, you know, to any part of the old self. And sometimes that's why destruction has to happen or loss has to happen so much at once. Like, it's really wild across the board when I talk to clients, it'll be like, literally, I lost my house, lost my partner, you know, my business failed, and it's all at the same time. And it's happened to me too. Like, it all happens in the same month or the same couple months or like the same week. I cannot even tell you the amount of people that come to me and share stuff like this. It's because these portals are ripe and ready for the new. Otherwise, all the old would never be able to leave, right? Like, the old only moves out of the way when the new is ready to surface and show up. Otherwise, it can't. Like, it's literally against nature, right? If that's not part of your plan, it's not going to happen. So, in that sense, to have trust, right, within that void and how powerful of a space that is, even though we need to honor the humanness and still the feelings of suffering and loss and grief and hardship and all of that too, because there's so much more to this existence and to literally our survival than just the soul, right? So don't let anybody bypass that pain, how hard it can feel, how dark it can feel. Just learn how to allow those parts of you to exist. We're not trying to change them and bypass them and toxic positivity our way out of them. We're just trying to learn how to let them be and allow them. You know, I'm really big on allowance. We don't always accept what's happening and accept what we're feeling and accept our circumstances and accept creation, but can we allow it? You know, can we have the safety to just be like, this is here and nothing else, right? We don't have to give it even more than that. Like, this is just here, you know? And just be with that information, you know, without like, you know, like pushing, resisting, pulling, or even leaning in too far in a way that doesn't feel good by like trying to force ourselves to be okay with something we're not okay with. As it, my soul kind of shared with me years and years ago, it's like not being able to accept something is also a part of acceptance. So it's like, can you accept your lack of acceptance? You know, it's really, really powerful because for the nervous system to find safety, for us to be able to regulate, we have to feel seen. And in feeling seen, we do not control ourselves or others. We do not bypass parts of us or others. We just allow them. We let them exist. Oh, so I'm sending you all so much love. Please know too, this podcast and this information is never anything to scare you. I think I speak of these things in this way because I've been with darkness so much and in death and loss and grief and, you know, the hard parts of life so much. So for me, it doesn't mean I don't feel scared, you know, or heavy or in survival, but I'm able to talk about these things just because I've known them so intimately. And so they've lost a lot of their charge for me personally. I know for some of you, this podcast might feel heavy, you know, and I honor that so deeply. Please know that like, if your life is moving in a direction of newness already, none of this has to be your reality this year, you know, like it doesn't. But for many, this is going to happen because it is in service of the new templates that we are bringing to earth and that our soul specifically chose to step into in this lifetime. And this energy is ripe and ready for that resolution of the old, for the anchoring in of the new. And so all of this is on behalf of your highest and greatest good. Nothing essentially can happen that isn't on some level of your existence and experience and what your soul was meant to navigate and accomplish and be here for in this lifetime. I deeply believe that. Even I know the horrors, it's not that we are supposed to experience the horror. It's that something around that, the energy, the something we're supposed to see in ourself is what we're here for, right? Not the thing itself. And so I know that can be tricky and like hard to understand and navigate. But again, the soul is in very neutral being. The soul doesn't have like good or bad or right or wrong or positive or negative. The human experience does. And oftentimes things are made to feel a lot bigger than they are. I shouldn't say bigger than they are, because a lot of things are big, scarier or darker or heavier, just because we've not been told how to hold these parts of us. Because it's not fully the thing that happens. Again, it's the emotional experience that comes from it that really anchors it into our being. And how safe are we in our emotions? How safe are we taught to be? How safe is the environment around us to be with those emotions is really what locks it in. And so that's what I do in nervous system work, is how do we create new relationships with these parts of you? How do we write new neural pathways so that you can start responding in a new way to life? And how do we change those belief systems? How do we work on a mind, body, soul, energetic level to rewrite, you know, and make it more harmonious, make it more oneness, instead of separation, you know, and parts resisting each other and denying each other and abandoning each other? How do we, again, allow them? How do we see them? How do we welcome them? Yeah, and just allow it all. So I'm sending you guys so much love. Again, if you want to work together, please go to yourluminous.com or DM me on Instagram at yourluminous. Again, you can sign up for a free 15-minute call with me to talk about what's going on, to see how a mentorship can serve you. If you really want to have community and nervous system healing, please sign up for the course while it's discounted if you want, and while there's still spaces, it's just open, because I believe this will fill up. And if this feels supportive for you, I don't want you to miss out on that. So I'm sending you all so much love. It's going to be a big one. But big doesn't mean bad. Big often means the best. We get taken to new heights, you know, in that expansion.